So in the graveyard, I went to speak to Derek Whitman after the last meeting, who's the undertaker. Talked about the type of thing that might be suitable for Aberfeldy. So I think we're kind of on more or less the same wavelength. So he thinks something that's sort of caters for different types of funerals or burials would be what we need. So something that, you know, caters for traditional burials and potentially green burials or scattering of ashes and what have you as well. They've obviously got a facility at near Cymru that does this. So it's something he's been thinking about for some time as well. He does have some ideas as well about potential places where this could be done. There are a couple of people sort of asking farmers at the moment about would they consider this? So I think the thing to do is just let those discussions take place and maybe see where we are next year. So I think the kind of things we were talking about, Derek Whitman certainly is on the same wavelength. And there's no problem with the church or, you know, no local church politics or anything we need to be aware of. So, but I think early 2022, we just need to check where we are and do we have a possible venue? If we do, then there's obviously lots of things that have to be done to process it. But the most important thing I think is to find a venue. I've had four or five, maybe more emails. They're mostly in response to a little article we put in the Quare, and they're all talking about the same type of thing. You know, I would like, you know, a green burial, or I would like that, you know, that type of thing. So there's certainly a demand for that.
Highland Pasha Community Land Trust was approached, must be 4 or 5 years ago, for at a very low level, really, to inquire about us having land on which green burials could occur. It was debated and discussed at that time, but we are very limited. Where those areas where there is any depth of soil are steep and have limited parking. Most of our land is, quite frankly, too rocky to consider the more conventional type of green burial.
There are two or three potential areas, out and around Aberfeldy. The undertakers have given some consideration to this, but the approach to the landowner is all important. So, you know, they're sussing out a few options at the moment. So I think just leave that sit, and then we can then see where we are next year. But a huge proportion of the land round about Aberfeldy is unsuited for various reasons. So either too rocky, or on the floodplain, or something else. But SEPA will certainly go to town on that and make sure it's suitable. But the important thing, I think, is getting an option first.
And just to re-mention what I think I spoke about last time, Victor, was that obviously identifying a piece of ground that somebody's willing to give or sell is one thing. You know, making sure that it's actually suitable in terms of, a burial ground is something more, and lots of tests would need to be done, et cetera, et cetera. So, it's not a foregone conclusion that if a farmer is willing to give up a field that it's suitable.
Yeah. The places we talked about, you know, I suspect there's a chance that they may be okay.
Yeah.
I
want the folk to get their hopes up, only be told we've checked it and it isn't.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Okay. Is that any other point on the graveyard?